Tom.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Oh, happy trails are here again.
To Thrive By, to right. Jive By today. We're jiving. Yeah, today's a jiving day.
That's right, Mama.
We're going to be jive.
Yeah, can you dig it?
I know. Can you dig it? Okay, I want to welcome everyone to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. Today is open mic day. We have got a super special open mic. We are really mixing it up today. It is so totally fun. I'm like, you know, like busting out right now. And I want to thank you all. All of a sudden, Benny, since I've started to talk about American Idol, I'm now getting emails. Okay, so like Friday morning. Friday morning, I go into my email. And I've got, this morning I had about, I would say it was about 20 to 25 emails from people about last night's American Idol. And I'm not going to talk a whole lot about it. But you know what? I feel the same way. I feel the same way as the folks out there, you know, sent me the emails. I feel the same way.
Should we get into a little bit of it, or do you not want to?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know
Hesitation.
What? It's kind of like today's show. Mm-hmm. It's about randomness. It's about the luck of the draw, you know, the throw of the dice almost. And yes, there are some talented people, and I think millions of people were a little bit stunned about some of the folks that made it to the final 12.
So it's a gamble.
Yeah.
We're gambling today.
You know, you would think it would be a gamble, but the bottom line, there were two of the people that were dropped from the show that the judges thought would go on and be in contention.
Isn't that how it's been for the last, like, few years, though?
Well, you know, I don't ever quite remember kind of the stuff going on this year that's going on. I don't ever quite remember sort of the craziness and the, you know, I've sent them a bunch of emails and saying, you know, you guys got to be nicer to each other. This is absurd. You know, you can be a judge, but you're kind of like crossing a line here.
I think there should
be. I'm not even like watching the deal.
I think there's a limit to it, mm-hmm. but I don't know. When they first release the whole new shows and which cities they're in, they go immediately for a negative side of things.
Yeah, I don't even watch that, though.
To boost ratings.
Yeah, I don't watch those. I don't watch them. No. The only time that I'll even think about tuning in is when I know there's going to be some talent. And talk about talent. We have got talent today.
Yes, we do.
We have got an incredible talent joining us today. And let me just tell you that I was so thrilled to kind of get an email. By little chance, random, whatever you want to call it, I don't think there are any mistakes in the universe, but to get an email about a totally fabulous new radio show that's called Radio 8 Ball, and that show is presented and produced by Andres Jones. He is in the studio with us today because we're going to do a little Radio 8 Ball, and we'll tell you what that's about in a minute. But more importantly, he is also the host of a fabulous event coming to town called the Eagle and the Ego and the see that eagle. I'm so into the spirit of this.
The eagle has landed.
You know, it's like my little totem. The Ego and the Oracle, and you'll hear about that as well. That's Friday, April 6th. But you're going to find out more about this because we have got the first time ever on both KKNW in Seattle and our friends in Tampa, WWPR. We're loving you out there. We've the first time ever on these stations, we are going to be doing Radio 8 Ball. But before we do, we've gotten a number of different emails and requests and comments on the work that Karen Ramsey is doing. And she was my guest yesterday. And yes, Benny and I, we're her students. We are totally her students, right, Benny?
Oh, yeah.
We are learning so much.
It was compounded annually and fractionally.
She makes it so clear.
Absolutely.
But the other thing is that she's really taking the fear out of really looking at our financial situations, whether you are 30 years old, as we used in the example yesterday, or 50 years old and beyond. Mm-hmm. It's never too late to know what to do with the money. And each and every one of us, I mean, take a look at it. And, you know, her question was, can you put $1,000 away a year? And if you can, this is what's going to happen
Absolutely.
To it. But more importantly, she helps each and every one of us bust away the years of our money baggage. And Bobby is joining the show today. Hey, Bobby.
Hello.
Now, you and I have had some experiences with Karen, right?
Oh, what experiences we have had with Karen.
We're still having them. And
Me
so,
super.
Yeah, she is given, going to give away a money makeover to one of our listeners. But in order for her to do that, we would like to invite all of you to send an email in saying why this money makeover is important to you. But what is it that you have found, Bobby, that has been most opening, crust-busting about her work?
Well, first of all, the foundation she lays is so safe. She's this person who just is wonderful. It's so hard to put it into words because she's an experience. And when you're in her presence, you feel safe and secure. And so holding that space for another person is a really powerful thing to experience. And so in her workshop, for instance, not just in the personal work that we do with her, but in her workshops, she creates this environment in which you can dig around inside of yourself and discover what's going on with you and your association with money and with your finances. So her ability to help you transform your relationship with money, how you believe, the very things that keep you kind of stuck, is just exquisite. She's exceptional.
She is exceptional. And what I love about what she's doing is she's very, very busy. As we mentioned before, she's one of the top wealth managers in the country.
Right, in the country.
In the country. Mm-hmm. And so she has often offered to the Dr. Pat listeners a money makeover. That includes working with her up front. That includes working with her about the spending plan, getting rid of some of the money baggage, and creating a new money message. And there's a very simple way to do that, and I want to encourage everyone, as Bobby does, to send an email. This is how simple it is. Send an email to caring, C-A-R-I-N-G, at caringmoney.com. That's caring, C-A-R-I-N-G, at caringmoney.com. And just let her know in 50 words or less why this money makeover is important to you. Isn't that a deal?
And, you know, one of the other things that I wanted to say was her motivation for this comes from such a pure space. She was raised on this farm where she had all of this money message instilled in her as a little girl, and she overcame those things. So her passion is really to help people get over their stuff and become financially secure. And so her motivation is so pure and so wonderful. And when you add that to the mix of who Karen Ramsey is, it's wonderful. Whoever wins this is going to just be thrilled.
Absolutely. They're going to be charged. Again, caring at caringmoney.com. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you for joining
thank
us
you.
Today and chiming in. And again, I want to encourage people. We have a short fuse kind of on this. So all of these are going to have to be in no later than the 20th of the month. And so I encourage you to get yours in there as quickly as you can. Thanks, Bobby. I hope you're going to stay tuned and tune in for Radio 8 Ball.
Thanks. You guys have a great day. Have a
All
fun
right.
time, too.
Thanks. Radio 8 Ball. Let's introduce everyone to Andres Jones. Andres, thank you so much for joining the show. Tell us a little bit about Radio 8 Ball.
Well, thanks a lot, Pat. Can I call you Pat? Or
yeah, just, call me Pat.
Should I call you the doctor?
Call me Pat.
Dr. P. Pistol Pack and Patty.
I like that. Dr. P.
Okay,
let me tell you, Dr. P.
Right,
Dr. P and
go.
Mr. B.
All right, there
Radio
we go.
Radio 8 Ball is a show that I do on a college station out of Olympia, Washington, called KAOS. And it's a call-in divination show where we're on the show on the radio every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. And we invite callers to call in and ask questions about their life or about the world, things that they really want to know the answers to. And we answer those questions by picking CDs at random, playing them on shuffle function, and interpreting the song, which is randomly chosen as the answer to their question, like picking a musical tarot card or shaking an eight ball. And also on the show, we have live musical guests. And actually, last week, we had a poet, which was a new thing for us, but live guests. And what we do when we have the guests on the air is that we have them bring in a list of songs numbered 1 through 8, and people call in and ask a question and pick a number between 1 and 8, and then the artist will play their song right there as the answer, the one that corresponds with that number. And it's amazing to see the artists light up and see how, oh, this song that I wrote about my girlfriend, all of a sudden when someone's asking about should they quit their job, it has a whole new, there's a whole context shift. And that kind of context shift actually is what the whole show, the whole idea is about, is that when we open ourselves up to oracles in this way, that's what they always, they seem to always do, is to point to that blind spot, to tweak us, and always to do it in a way which is, has that divine sense of humor, which I really appreciate. And I've come to appreciate even more. I've been doing the show for about 8 years now on the radio. And then we're also doing a live show. The way this live show, The Ego and the Oracle, came about is that one of the bands that was a guest, this band called Jim's Big Ego that you'll be hearing more about, they were on the show, and they were a little bit skeptical. And over the course of the show, they became true believers. They really had their minds blown. And they're really smart guys, you know, funny, smart, Buddhist, political activist, singer-songwriter guys from Boston, Massachusetts. And they went back home and they got this idea to create a live stage show based upon it. And so they called me and we put it together, and it's called The Ego and the Oracle, and we did it in Boston this last fall, and it went very well. And now I'm inviting them out to my neck of the woods to do it in Seattle the first weekend of this month at the Capitol Hill Art Center in Seattle.
All right.
That's
so
what's up.
That's going to be fabulous. It's Friday, April 6th, right?
And Saturday, April 7th.
And yeah, it's going to be just a phenomenal experience. We're opening up the mics today. This is Open Mic Day, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. If you've got a question, if you're stuck somewhere in your life, if you want to call in and you want me to pull a card for you as well, we've got the Carolyn Mace archetype decks. We got the prosperity cards. We're gonna mix it all up.
Nice.
Give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. Open Mic Day. Let's have some fun. We'll be right back.
McDonald's Northwest Women's Show is where mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends come together each year to play all day at a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. Daily seminars at the Discover You stage, hundreds of exhibits, and best of all, shopping. A hot fashion show starring local firefighters. Take a class at the Beef It's What's for Dinner Dish and Kitchen, hosted by Kathy Casey. Hear Marianne Williamson, Oprah's expert on spiritual guidance, love, and miracles, and celebrity fitness guru and author Bob Green, Our Lady of Weight Loss, Janice Taylor, and favorite Northwest authors including Anne Rule. McDonald's Northwest Women's Show is March 23rd through 25th at Questfield Event Center, open 10 till 6. Sponsored by Bartell Drugs, QFC, American Family Insurance, The Seattle Times, Como TV, and Alaska Airlines. You'll find our lowest fares at AlaskaAirlines.com. The Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to NWWomensShow.com.
Hey, Mary, it's been a while. What have you been up to?
Hey, Jim. Guess what I'm doing now? I'm helping people stop smoking for a living.
Really? Are you making a good living doing that?
Jim, I'm making $500 an hour.
No way. Only top doctors and lawyers make that much.
Yep, I love it. I'm saving lives, and you know what? Instead of studying for a 4-year college degree, I did a 4-day training.
Could I do this?
If I could do it, anyone can do it. Just give Smoke Free International a call at 1-800-305-9129. They'll send you an information pack.
It can't be that easy.
I've never done anything easier or more fun. Smoke Free International is a company that has helped thousands of people become non-smokers all over the world. Their success rate is about 95%. You can call them at 1-800-305-9129.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Just give them a call at 1-800-305-9129 and get started on a whole new life and career.
What would your life be like if you were outrageously joyful? If you have never even considered outrageous joy, then don't miss the Dr. Pat Show with life empowerment coach Tara Crete, author of the ebook Living a Life with Zero Regrets, 5 Radical Ways to Be Outrageously Joyful. Tara will show you how to change your life in her dynamic 4-week teleclass series starting in March. Log on to innergood.com. That's innergood.com for your outrageous joy.
NLP provides a system of knowledge and values along with procedures and tools for the purpose of empowering your life and the life of others. When you learn how to practice NLP, you become capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Anything. Join the Empowerment Partnership as they present the Accelerated NLP Practitioner Training in Seattle, Washington, October 7th through the 13th. Call 800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, goodness. Beyonce is going to come after me.
Wow.
What a way to kick the show off.
Irreplaceable is definitely
no, right. I'm telling you, that song actually sounds out of key for her. It's way up there for her.
There's a couple parts.
There's a couple parts, and you know, I'm just like, forgive me, hon.
Shows her uniqueness.
Forgive me. I have to put on Christina. I can get the low tone with Christina. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. You can tell this is our open mic day, because we just have totally, totally, totally good, juicy things that we do. I want to introduce you to Andres Jones, and he is the creator of Radio 8 Ball. He's going to tell us a little bit about it. We still got a couple of lines open. This is open mic day. If you want to join us in this fabulous premiere debut coming to you live in Seattle and in Tampa, Sarasota. And we actually have two callers, one from each part of the country. I love this. So, Andres, tell us one more time how this works so people know what they're calling into and getting into.
Okay, so what we're doing here is Radio 8 Ball. And the way Radio 8 Ball works is that we're taking calls from the audience and inviting them to ask questions about things that they really want to know, get a reflection from the Oracle, things about their life, things about the world, things, just whatever's they're passionate about, whatever they're curious about. And the way we answer those questions, because we can't have all the answers in our own heads, is we go to the Oracle that exists in all synchronicity and all random things, and in this case, the Oracle is the shuffle function on our iPods, basically. And I have a bunch of songs from a band called Jim's Big Ego that I'm going to be doing the show, The Ego and the Oracle, with here in Seattle, April 6th and 7th at Capitol Hill Arts Center. And Pat has some CDs, some songs from her playlist.
My own personal collection.
And so we're going to take a call, and they're going to ask a question, and we'll pick a song at random, play the song, and when the song's over, we'll come back, and all done together, we'll figure out how
exactly
that song was an answer for them.
Exactly. And then I will also pull a card from Carolyn Mace's archetype deck and our prosperity cards from Heidi Baer. These are harmony cards, and you'll find out more about those. But let's hit the phones. Well, should I give out the number?
Let's do it.
1-800-930-2819. I promise not to sing that song again.
1-800-930-2819.
You can't. I'm not saying you should just kind of cut me off. Irresistible. We need to get Megan in here. She can sing.
Let's see her mouth just hit the floor.
There she goes. And Megan will be answering the phones, by the way. She is answering the phones for the Dr. Pat Show. 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to the phones. Can we have Benny?
Ask Megan to sing a little something, too, while
you're
waiting.
Yeah, Megan, you can sing a little something when people call in.
Yes, you will. Hey, let's bring on Steve from Paulsbow.
Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Hey, I've listened to you for several years on KKNW out of Seattle, so it's wonderful to talk to you.
It's great to have you call in. I want to introduce you to my bud, Andres, here.
Hello,
hi there,
Andres.
Steve. You're calling from Paulsbow, huh?
Yes.
I love Paulsbow. I have a couple of good friends from there.
Little Norway.
Exactly. Yeah. So what's your question today? Because we're going to have some great, great information from the Oracle.
Okay, well, I've started a little bit of a different path here, and I wanted to know if this is going to lead to greater prosperity and lasting relationships.
All right, here we go.
Here comes your answer.
loser, you're the winner, and say God when you do. If you could have pride but no lover, lover but no pride, which one would be? Caught between the sweet life and nefarious necessity.
Steve, now Andre's going to talk to you a little bit about this, okay? And then I'm going to tell you about the cards I pulled for you.
Okay, okay. So Steve, so that was a song called Stay in Love by a band called Jim's Big Ego from a CD called No Place Like Nowhere. And what I like to do first off is just give you the opportunity to give your impression first, or I can tell you what I think first. But was there something that jumped out at you as the as the answer to your question right away, or do you want to hear what I think first?
Well, I'll let you know what I thought. I thought it was a very low key, just kind of go with the flow of the universe. Kind of what I was gleaning from that.
Yeah, I will. I think that the way I like to interpret these is as if I was asking that because I can't know what your question is and what the job situation, what your relationship situation is there. But I can say if I was considering taking a different path and it would it lead to prosperity and lasting relationships, how that song would answer it for me is, first of all, the title says it all, Stay in Love. You know, that whatever you're doing, that it's coming from, mm-hmm. it's really coming from your heart and coming from your love. Anything you pursue that's not somehow based in love is not going to lead to actual prosperity or lasting relationships that are, that feed you and that are good for you in the world. And I think that the song was asking those questions right off the bat. You know, if you could have time but no money, money but no time, which would you choose? If you could have pride but no lover, lover but no pride, which would you choose? And so it's these sort of essential questions that are probably before you right now. I don't know what, you know, what the different path is that you're going on, but it seems like if you are making this change, are you making a change that's led by love? You know, and the Oracle put to you some really basic questions. Which is more important to you, time or money? And which is more important to you, pride or love? So, so I put it back on you. How would you answer those questions for yourself?
Oh, I would say the time and the love. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And is the path that you're taking leading you in that direction? Does this new path, do you feel like it's in accordance with that?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely so.
That's great. What did you come up with, Dr. Pat?
I came up with some interesting cards for you, and I'm going to, you know, come into it probably from a slightly different angle, but also the song was very important. I pulled up some very, very powerful, powerful, you know, cards. There are some cards that you can pull that are, you know, going to lead you into moderation of change. You know what I'm saying, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
What I pulled up for you is like, honey, you need to, like, crack the whip on some change. And what I mean by that is, and let me separate them into two parts. There are two of them that came up from the Carolyn, one from the Carolyn Mace deck and one from the Harmony deck, which says, I easily release negativity from my life. Now, you've heard me talk about that. So I don't know if there's something associated either with the old or the new, you know, some kind of limiting belief that's going on. Because what you're going to need to do is create a very, very, very clear flow of energy throughout your body. You know what I'm saying? And let go of all negative thoughts. Do you have any limiting thoughts about this change?
No, not about the change per se, just other situations there.
Okay, but there's something here that's clogging up the works for you, whatever that other situation is.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So, you know, without having to ask you to talk about it on the air, which I won't, what I'm asking you is that you've got to release that. And so another card that I picked up is called the Destroyer. And now these are two totally different decks, but there are no mistakes in this. And this says releasing what is potentially destructive, preparing for a new life. You see? You see how this is all tying in?
Absolutely.
Okay, so whatever it is that you've got going on there, it is time to let go of it. According to the next card I pulled, and this is going to blow you away, I pulled the Exorcist card, which is freeing yourself and others from destructive impulses. You see how now these are three cards pulled at three different times without me looking, is really pointing to something that has to be gone, all right? Not gently, but it must be gone now. And then the last card that I want to talk about before break is the Warrior, because all of your strength, all of your energy, all that you need to conquer the ego and to take, you know, this step forward is going to be important. So does this make sense to you in terms of what is there for you to release?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Can we send you on your way knowing that what is yours to do is done?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Love you, Steve. Thanks for listening to the show.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you.
All right. I want to hear back from you, okay? All right, everyone. Let's take a short break. We've got callers on the line. When we come back, we'll be tapping into our buds in Sarasota, and we'll be doing the same thing, Radio 8 Ball, with my guest today, Andres Jones. We'll be right back.
Can living intentionally really help you achieve your dreams? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about intentional living. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share tips for intentional living and provide powerful information on how to accomplish goals and achieve your dreams. For more information on Kristen Marie Scherlein and her company, Affirmagy, visit Affirmagy.com. Because it's time to start living an intentional life.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
See best-selling author Carolyn Mace live in Seattle featuring her new 2007 Entering the Castle book. Take a magical journey into your soul with Carolyn as she teaches you how to channel grace, heal, and let your soul become a force for change. A book signing will immediately follow this powerful lecture. Join Carolyn Mace live in Seattle on Sunday, March 25th from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now 1-800-654-5126 or visit hayhouse.com.
Are you tired of worrying about money? Are you ready to let go of your money baggage? Karen Ramsey is offering a money makeover challenge to one of the Dr. Pat Show's loyal listeners. To enter the challenge, send an email to caring at caringmoney.com. And in 50 words or less, tell us why you should be selected for this amazing money makeover. Karen will help you realistically look at your bottom line, set up a spending plan and savings plan, win a money makeover with Karen Ramsey. To enter, send an email to caring at caringmoney.com by March 20th, and one of Dr. Pat's loyal listeners will be announced on our March 22nd show. Listen to The Dr. Pat Show weekdays at 11 or go to the website www.thedrpatshow.com for more details. You have nothing to lose but your financial worry.
Last year, Meals on Wheels, we delivered over 400,000 meals to the homes of the housebound and elderly all throughout King County. But you know what? Meals on Wheels, hey, we're running out of gas. Due to rising fuel prices, lower government assistance, we're unable to deliver over 100,000 meals this year. Get us back on the road. Help us. Watch for the March-April Meals on Wheels Fund Drive and learn more at 206-268-6785. Thanks.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Night, oh, when you would be here in my arms, waiting for tonight. Oh,
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Very special open mic day today. Radio 8 Ball with Andras
Jones.
I've been saying his
name.
A
dramatic pause. Right,
yes,
there.
It was like Andras Jones. Yes, indeed. We've got callers. Let's go to the phone. Who do we have, Benny?
Let's bring on Dan from Sarasota, Florida.
Hey, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. This is such a cool thing we're doing today. Let me introduce you to my bud over here, Andras, and let him know what question you have, and we'll get you plugged in to the Oracle.
Hi, Dan.
Okay.
So
Hi, how are you doing?
Do you understand how this works? We're going to be picking a song at random using the shuffle function on our computers to play a song that'll be the answer to whatever question you have. So lay it on us. What's up for you right now?
Okay, currently I have a 40-mile commute each way to and from work, and I know in the long term I want a totally different career path of helping people out, but in the short term I'm considering pursuing a job opportunity closer to home, similar to what I'm doing right now. So I'm curious as to if I should follow my short-term plan and find something closer for now, or just stick it out down here with the long commute and go for my long-term career goal.
Okay. Well, I am pushing shuffle function now, so when the song's over, we'll come back and help you figure out what it means. Please stay on the line.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. All the kids I know say there's no one who will deal with the problems that are closing around them. They turn on the radio, it's some regurgitated pop or some 30-year-old love song that was written for their parents. Don't come singing by the hair, by the window, or our eyes in the moonlight, or our kisses in the morning. I don't need another song about the ocean of your love or a sweater that you gave to your boyfriend. These are desperate times. Pay attention, look up and read the sign. These are desperate times. This boy say that all the best music was written 20 years ago in their generation. We got another 20 years of devastation on the planet. Be real by a nation being lulled into submission. Shut up, I don't care about the dress that she wore when she walked through a forest on a cool summer evening. I've had it up to here with all these feel-good ditties about how life would be much better if we'd ignore all the problems. These are desperate times. Pay attention, look up and read the signs. These are desperate times.
And that was a selection from Jim's Big Ego, a song called Desperate Times from their CD, More Songs About Me. And that was the answer to Dan's question about his 40-mile commute and wondering if he should take his different path and his long-term plan of helping people or go for the short-term plan of getting a job closer to home. Is that about right?
Yes.
So before I give you my interpretation, was there anything that jumped out at you that the way that spoke to you as the answer to your question?
Oh, I had a little bit of trouble hearing it on the phone. My phone's actually ready to die, I think. But
desperate times.
Yeah. But I know when I'm going to work in the morning, lately I've been, wondering, there's got to be something better out here for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't been real happy with the commute and everything and all the gas I'm using and wear and tear on my vehicle. It's telling me to do something regardless.
The song is about this songwriter's frustration with people who are sort of focused on frivolous things at a time when there's a lot going on. We're at a really crucial point in, for us as a species on this planet, as people, and it sounds like, and we're all in that together, and it sounds like you're feeling some of that too, it's natural, we all are, and so you're coming with these questions of, which path should I take, should I go with my long-term plan of helping people, should I have the short-term plan of taking the job at home, And what the oracle seems to be reflecting back at you is that sense of desperation. And it's actually very similar to what we were talking about with the last caller, of that, you know, if you're considering this career path, the answer was coming to you that do the thing that seems like the thing that you would do if today was the last day you had, if mm-hmm. this was the last week you had, what would you be doing? Would you be spending more time with your family? Is that how you'd be doing it? Or would you be putting into practice some sort of, you know, this different path? I don't know what it is that in terms of helping people. And is there a way to bring all those together in a way that you would if you knew that the clock was ticking and, you know, this was your last opportunity to really make good on your purpose? So, what did you think, Dr. Pat?
Well, Dan, thank you so much for calling in. I won't keep you because I know you're on the phone, but even if you hang up, I can talk to you. What's interesting is I pulled some interesting cards for you. I totally agree by the card that I pulled, which is the vampire. Can you hear me okay, Dan?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Good. The card that I pulled is the vampire, and that says that there is something draining your life force. So, I don't know how this drive affects you personally and emotionally, but if I were to plug that in, this is telling me that there's something going on that's really sucking the life out of you. I don't know if it's kind of like that. The other card that I pull is the Midas and the Miser attribute archetype, but this is really interesting. This is about becoming an entrepreneur. This is about creative ability to turn anything into gold. You see that?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You just have to believe in that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So if you take this step, which is a one or two step plan to either come closer, make sure it is doing what you love. Because the third card I pulled is I earn an excellent income doing what I love.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? So sometimes we have to take steps in order to get to our dream. You know what I mean? I didn't know why I was going back to school for a PhD, and maybe it was so that people can call me Dr. Pat. I'm not sure. But the point is that all of this does make sense. The third card that I pulled is what is known as the scribe archetype. And this is about preserving knowledge and information. And so what kind of business are you in? Can I ask?
I work for local government, public works.
Mm-hmm. Do you do any writing?
I've been writing short stories on my own. And,
Also,
podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're writing short stories. The bottom line is, you know, this card is preserving knowledge and information. So when you put all of these together, and I look at them, and the information and the vibration I'm getting is that you've got to do something, some action now to preserve your energy. You know, if this drive is sucking the life out of you, then if you're going to take a step, make sure that you take a step that's not going to suck any more energy out of you. Meaning, if you have to take a different job that doesn't provide you what you want so you can ultimately live your dream, you really want to consider all things.
Yeah.
Okay? But if this drive is sucking the life out of you, then find something that's going to allow you to do what you ultimately want to do. And that's continue to take your knowledge and your gift out into the world. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you so much. And really, let us know how you how this turns out for you. And I'd love to know more about your short stories.
Okay, great. I will.
All
right. Desperate times.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to the phones. Let's take another caller. We may have to go through break, but that's okay.
Yeah, what I was thinking, we can maybe play the music through the break,
let's
to the break, and come back,
yeah,
and we can maybe
so
finish
good.
Up the question. So
what
let's
do we have?
Take Arlene. She's over here on the east side.
Hey, Arlene. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great.
Let me introduce you to my bud over here, Andras.
Hi there. What's your name again? Arlene?
Arlene, yes.
Okay, great. So have you been listening to how we've been doing the show so far?
Yes.
Okay, so we're doing this Radio 8 Ball thing where we're going to ask you to ask a question, something you're curious about in the world right now, something for yourself or the world, and we're going to answer that question by picking a song at random and then interpreting that song as the answer to your question. And the song is going to be by this band, Jim's Big Ego, that's going to be collaborating with me on this event at the Capitol Hill Arts Center called The Ego and the Oracle. And during that also, Dr. Pat is picking cards for you, and we'll do a little divination for you when the song's over. So what is your question?
Okay. Yeah, sounds like fun. So I just have a pretty simple question. I lost touch with a friend about 23 years ago. But I keep thinking about him. I've been thinking about him lately, and I was wondering, I found him online, and I was wondering if I should email him, try to get in touch with him again, and just say hi. Is it going to be a good thing or a bad thing? So that's all I wanted to know.
Okay.
Great.
Well, I'm picking a song at random.
Here we go.
And okay. Here it comes.
Greater understanding and meaning in life? Find out what the ancient mystery schools say about these times we live in when Dr. Pat interviews Teresa Bullard and Diane Dickerson of the Rocky Mountain Mystery School March 12th. They'll be discussing the quickening and manifesting your destiny and will be in town with Goodney Goodnesson April 8th through 17th. For more information, visit mysteryschoolnw.com or call 206-508-3810.
If you'd like to learn how to make $500 an hour by helping people to stop smoking, call 1-800-305-9129. If you would like a brand new career saving people's lives, call 1-800-305-9129. In a simple 4-day training, Smoke-Free International will teach you how to use their unique stop smoking in 1-hour hypnosis system. Call 1-800-305-9129. That's 1-800-305-9129.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our maximized living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
Releasing the past and stepping fully into the present is now easier than imagined. Hi, I'm Sue Neufeld Ellis of quantumhealing.us. Dr. Pat and I will be teaming up to give you many powerful ways to open the door to an extraordinary life. Tune in and discover how, starting March 15th. For more information and to receive 25 tips to reduce your stress, visit quantumhealing.us.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Car, just to hear the tires humming on the tire. Let me
welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I think we've got some answers for Arlene.
Okay.
Hi, Arlene. Welcome back.
Hi.
So, Arlene, that was a song by Jim's Big Ego called Concrete, and that was the answer to your question about getting in touch with a friend you've been thinking about for 20 to 23 years. You found them online. You want to know if getting in touch with them will be a good thing or a bad thing. So before I give you my interpretation of that, do you want to say what it made you think of?
It was difficult to hear the lyrics, but I think I heard the part where I didn't know you were going to leave.
The line, whatever lines jump out to you are exactly the right line. So if you heard one word, it was the right word for you. So was there anything else?
Why don't you tell me what you think?
Okay, I'll tell you what I think. So, there were some lines that I thought were great. There was that line about, I waited in the park, but you didn't show. And so there's like the fear of like maybe reaching out, not being met. And then, but then there was also a line, I walked up to your door, but I didn't knock, which is the possibility that maybe you've found this person on the online, and I've done this too. Like, there's someone who you want to get in touch with, and you see them and you feel nervous, and then you close that page, and then a week later you come back and you almost go up to that door and you almost knock, you almost send the email, maybe even write the email, and then you don't send it. And
yeah,
maybe you're in that place right now. And the line, you know, I was afraid of sinking too deep came up as well. And the whole song was, you wrapped around my feet like concrete, is the feeling that something's going to hold you down, or something's going to, you know, that this connection is going to hold you down. And I don't know if it actually reflected whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing. I might leave that to Dr. Pat, but I do think that it reflected the state of mind of someone who's in the position you're in. For my sake, you know, I'm always excited. I actually, just to add another synchronicity, just yesterday I got an email from a friend who I haven't seen for like 15, 16 years, and she was writing to me saying, you know, I don't know if you remember me. At the time that I knew you, I was like this drugged out mess, and I've cleaned up my life, and I just wanted to see if you'd want to talk. And that wasn't all how I remembered them. I wrote back to them saying, well, maybe you were, but I remember you as being vibrant and talented and beautiful, and I have great memories of you, and I'd love to talk. So it's that's an interesting synchronicity in there, just for my own life to share. Dr. Pat, what do you think?
Well, here's what I want to ask you, Arlene. What is the draw that you have to contact this person? Tell me what is the energetic feeling around contacting this person?
I feel that there's unfinished business, things I should have said that I didn't, maybe apologizing.
Well, and that's why I asked the question, because there was something that that was going on here, and the cards that I pulled initially didn't make sense to me when you were talking about this, but there's something that has happened in the relationship, apparently, and you're wanting to connect with this person is probably has something to do with making amends. But I want to go right to the card that I pulled, the Harmony card, because it says, I take responsibility for making my own changes. So I don't know exactly the details, and it's okay for you not to share, but this is really about you taking responsibility. Now, if that means contact this person, then that's what you do. But let me share the other three cards with you, because I don't think that the light, L-I-G-H-T, attributes have a whole lot to do with it. I think that the shadows do. And so I pulled three cards, the priest, the engineer, and the virgin. And at the surface, you think that they don't have anything to do with each other, but they do. When you look at the virgin, it's about maintaining symbolic purity of heart and spirit. So you see what I'm saying? There is this purity of heart. Whatever you do in contacting this person, make sure your intentions are clean. Make sure it's in the best interest of both parties. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, you got that?
Yes.
Yeah, without me going into a lot of details about it. And then the engineer, I want to go to the shadow side of that, because the shadow side of the engineer means we count on mechanistic solutions without regard for emotional consequences. So I want to just point out that make sure that you're clean and that you understand what the emotional relationship is going to be. The priest is also interesting because it facilitates spiritual commitments and serves as a channel. So if your connection with this person is to come from a space of spirituality, kindness, and generosity, and healing, then I say you're right on. If your intentions are not there, then I would ask you to rethink them. Think about the other person as well. Okay? But all of this is to follow your heart. I think you should contact the person, but contact the person coming from a very, very kind and gentle place. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You know, you're good to go. You know
what
to do.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right, Benny, let's go to the phones. I think we have one of our last caller on
there. Yes, Linda from Silverdale has been waiting patiently, so let's bring her on and we'll finish up with her.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. Now, you know how this works. So what we're going to ask you for is to tell us what's going on. What's the question that you have for the Oracle?
Okay. I'm in business for myself, and I want to know if the space that I'm going to be renting from a particular person who is holistic as well as I am, if we're going to have a good, long-lasting relationship.
Okay. Well, I'm picking a song at random, and here it is.
Thank you.
When you talk, your lips move. When you my heart leaps up when you smile. A circle forms with your eyes. I wanna see you important. You twist a finger in.
All right, there we go. All right, let's see. What did you think of that song? Were you able to hear the lyrics okay?
Somewhat.
Okay, so maybe we'll help you out with the interpretation of this, okay?
It was
a
song.
I wasn't able to hear them very well.
The song was called I Like to Watch, and it was by Jim's Big Ego from a record of theirs called Don't Get Smart. And sometimes the answer comes from the lyrics or from the music or from the name of the band or the title of the record. What the whole song seemed to be about to me was about just enjoying each other, enjoying someone. I like to watch. I like to see you smile. And if we had gone on with the song, you know, just more about just appreciating. And so I think the key here, you know, just to sort of thumbnail it, is appreciation. Is in, you know, the Oracle is pointing you towards, if you want this to work out, then, you know, focus on appreciation. And appreciation, not necessarily appreciating how they appreciate you, but how can you really appreciate them?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just to wrap it up a little bit, I pulled a card, and I've never pulled this card. It's I'm powerfully silent. So whatever is going on that you think you want to say, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if there's kind of like this edge between you or some fear. Being powerfully silent is important. And so whatever is going on in your life, your dream, your vision, this is what this card is about. It's time to really hold your vision close to your heart, meaning that you are someone that is branching out in a field. I also pull the pioneer card. So there's a passion for what you're doing and creating something that is not done before. So these cards work together very nicely, because if that is true for you in stepping out in this new business, this is the time to be silent until your idea, until your dream is totally formulated. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so, you know, there's nothing that I'm picking up except that you need to be about loyalty and chivalry with each other, to honor each other in the path that you are, even though they may be different, and to take that forward into your lives and create a fabulous business.
Wonderful.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Andras.
Good luck, Linda.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone that called in. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Megan. And we'll see you Monday. We've got a fabulous show. You're going to be hearing from the Mystery School then. Have a great, great weekend. Radio 8 Ball. Don't forget, April 6th, April 7th, The Ego and the Oracle, Capitol Hill. What's the website for?
It's at the Capitol Hill Arts Center, and you can find out about it at the CapitolHillArts.com, and you can get tickets at Brown Paper Tickets, and hope you can all be there. The more intention that's in the room, the more magic that's there, and I know there's a lot of magical beings who listen to this show, so hope to see you there.
All right, see you everyone. Make yourselves a great week.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, Seattle.
And a good day to you. Eric Ryder here with you on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. Happy Friday. It's noon and time once again to take a look at our roadways. Well, we do have a couple.